Thousands of protesters had marched to the federal prosecutor's headquarters, demanding the release of arrested colleagues. So, pro-government supporters have now rallied there. Some highways were blocked, and the acrid smoke from burning tires added to the pungent mix of instability. One of the dead was a pro-government supporter, while two were anti-government protesters. A court issued an arrest warrant for opposition leader Leopoldo López, accusing him of murder and terrorism linked to the unrest. López insists he spent the day in meetings with strategists and strongly denies any involvement with the killings. He blames government activists and challenges President Nicolas Maduro to detain him, suggesting that Maduro is influenced by Cuba. President Maduro is stressing that further opposition demonstrations won't be allowed, but there will be a pro-government rally on Saturday. Referring to a coup which briefly ousted his mentor, the late President Hugo Chavez, 12 years ago, he's stressing there'll be no repeat of that, and he's insisting that those perpetrating acts of violence will face justice. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.